Welcome back. Final go around here. Weekend kickoff, ESPN Radio 1100, 100.9 FM, Ballpark Frank Harnish, Phil Devine, Heidi Fang joining us here as well. Armando Vasquez, he's gone. And has anybody missed him?
Who?
I don't know. The guy that's usually here, like, knocking stuff on the board and
the guy that,
with the weird little laugh and stuff like that.
The guy that tries to talk wrestling and you cut him off.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that guy. Yeah,
and,
that.
And a week off from the Royal Rumble, SummerSlam, I'm surprised he's not here. I'm surprised he wasn't jumping to be in that seat today.
Yeah, I am too. I'm sure he'd be chomping at the bit with the whole Jericho and Lesnar and all that stuff going on.
You know, I hear that was pretty...
I heard that was real.
Yeah, well, because here's the thing, and I can't believe we're actually talking wrestling without Armando
but
here.
But it's because we're talking wrestling with a real fight involved in it.
Yeah, you know what? Forget UFC on Fox tonight. Let's talk a little WWE. No. In all seriousness, that what happened the other day during SummerSlam, it was a work... Brock Lesnar was supposed to finish the match the way he did, and I think that they're still trying to get that MMA fan base that they may have lost with Brock and the drug testing and all of that that may be going. It could be many reasons, but that's what they wanted to do. Brock is this unstoppable machine that's going to beat you down. How many wrestling matches... Or how about this, Frank, for you, LPGU, how many wrestling performance pieces end in a TKO? They don't.
No.
You ended it in a TKO because that's what they wanted, because it's going to bring in that MMA fan thinking it's real. If you saw some of those screenshots of the audience, there were people gasping, like thinking this was absolutely unplanned, unstaged, that Brock was just going off on a rage. Well, he wasn't. It was planned. Not every wrestler knew that, though,
and Chris Jericho
was in the back, and he was in the what's known as the gorilla pit, I believe that's what they call it, and that's where you have a guy calling the information to the people up at the broadcast, and he thought it was real, and then when Lesnar came back through the curtains, these two went at it, and I heard they had to be separated, and I heard Jericho was not at all intimidated by Brock Lesnar, and it actually took Vince McMahon and Triple H to come in and get between them.
And that's what a lot of people don't realize. These wrestlers, they are tough guys. I mean, they will throw down. Maybe they're not going to have a great career in MMA or something like that, but they're not going to back down from people. They're legitimate athletes. They beat the hell out of themselves night after night after night after night. We're talking about McGregor and Diaz and these guys, six-month medical and this and that. They fight every week and sometimes during the week as well, doing shows all over the place. Again, I've said it before, I'll say it again. When I talked to Ken Shamrock years ago, he told me he never did anything as real as MMA, UFC in particular, but he was never more beat up than when he was in professional wrestling.
365 days out of the year, and they're performing for 300 of them.
Yep.
You know, they're on the road constantly. They're tough. They put their body through hell. And that's
they sacrificed their bodies.
It's still real to me, damn it.
Sorry, anyway. That was from a show.
So, tonight, UFC is on Fox, and we've got a really good main event. The real fights. Carlos Condit, Damian Maia. This is a fight of two top welterweights. In all honesty, I didn't think we would see Carlos Condit again. Carlos was pretty adamant that after that last fight where he had a controversial, in some people's eyes, loss to Robbie Lawler for the belt, he was going to retire, and that was it. The only way he'd come back, so to say, is if he had that rematch. Didn't have that rematch. He's got a tough fight, though, in Damian Maia. This is a fight, and in my opinion, I've always loved Damian Maia. I think Damian Maia is a class act when it comes to the fighting world. I remember when he first came into the UFC, this was a fourth degree black belt in Brazilian jiu-jitsu, four-time world champion. He eats jiu-jitsu black belts for breakfast. Carlos Condit's going to have a very tough time with him, but I've always loved Damian's philosophy. Get in there, do as much damage as possible without hurting your opponent. Get the win. What Damian Maia has learned in the last few years since being in the UFC, while he's always had that grappling game, he's actually added very good wrestling to it. And that right there is Carlos Condit's Achilles heel.
Yeah, and Condit, you know, has been working a lot on that. And I know that, gosh, since three or four fights ago, that's been the focus of what he's trying to improve in his game. But you know, it's almost back to school time and he's going to probably have a Maya backpack on tonight. And I think that that's something that harder than wrestling, trying to shake a guy like Maya off your back is a difficult thing. I do think that Carlos Condit deserves his rank right now in the UFC. He's number four and Damon Maya is number three. He more than likely came back and shook off that retirement idea and concept just because right now, if he wins this fight, more than likely he could get a shot at Tyron Woodley, who holds the title right now and who he lost to because of an injury. So that was something I think that's probably on his mind that he'd like to get back, but he can't look past Maya at all for a second. What a fun fight this is.
I'm curious to see how the fight goes because I've seen Condit fight a lot of times and I know he can be versatile and fight different ways, but every time I think of Carlos Condit now, I think of the Diaz fight where he just kicked the hell out of his legs, threw the most kicks of anybody in any MMA fight to that point in history. And I'm thinking if he tries something like that with Maya, we know when you throw kicks, somebody catches a kick, all of a sudden you're down on the ground, and that's the one place he doesn't want to go with Damian Maya. It's also five rounds, so how is he going to avoid going down there? It's about a pick 'em. Condit's a slight favorite here and there, but I'm curious to see how it goes. And I think Condit's – I like Carlos Condit. I don't know, can he avoid – getting to the ground and getting in big trouble against Damian Maya?
I don't think so. See, when you look at the way he strikes, he's so wide open and he kicks from all these different angles. He's so susceptible to the takedown. Mm-hmm. And Carlos has never had that issue where he doesn't like fighting off his back. He doesn't have a problem with that. He's got such a good jiu-jitsu guard. Not against Damian Maya, though. So, I mean, if you look, this is going to seriously look, in my opinion, very similar to GSP versus Carlos Condit.
Yeah, it's styles make fights, and I don't know if this is a good matchup for Carlos Condit.
I do not. I do not see Carlos Condit winning this fight, but that is me.
Such an intriguing matchup. I want to see Carlos Condit win this fight because I do want to see what he would look like against Woodley in a rematch. I do. But Damian Maya has been on quite a tear as of late, and I think that, you know, he's well-deserving of a shot here as well. A lot of about, you know, Wonder Boy getting that opportunity, but I feel like these guys right here are right on top of that mix, and you can't discount either of them as far as being a potential title contender next.
Speaking of title contenders or former champions, the co-main event, really odd decision in my opinion in what we've seen based on the weigh-ins yesterday, but former lightweight champion Anthony Pettis making a drop down to 145, now fighting at featherweight, taking on Charles Oliveira. My God, Anthony Pettis looked disgusting. He looked so drained and we talked about Conor McGregor earlier and how hard it was for him to make featherweight. Anthony Pettis looks sick.
And supposedly now they're monitoring these guys as they go through their cuts, and that's why we have the earlier weigh-in, and that's why they get the extra 24 hours to recuperate and to rehydrate properly. But I think that his losses, what's happened to him since he lost the belt, has really put a lot of toll wear on him, not just from a physical perspective, but a mental perspective. And all the talk with him lately has been, I need a fresh start. This is going to be it. I'm at featherweight now. But Oliveira is no pushover, man. This guy, he submitted Hatsu Hayoki, who is nearly impossible to submit. And he's done amazing things with his striking as well. He didn't used to have that striking base, but now he's putting it all together and all at the right time. So I would never say that Charles Oliveira is a gatekeeper by any means of this division, but this is like no easy test at all for Anthony Pettis to come here in featherweight and try to make some noise and come back with a win.
You know, yeah. Phil, every card we're looking for somebody who might be a live dog, with Pettis being like a almost $2 favorite here, and you're saying he looks that bad. Is this something you jump on?
I don't know if I jump on it because just of Pettis's pedigree, but the weight cut looked hard. So it depends on how he hydrates and what the next 20 or what the last 24 hours have been like for him. Because if he goes in there not properly hydrated, Oliveira is a type of guy that can wear on you. But I think Pettis's pedigree, And whatever his mental state is going to be the biggest. Heidi hit the nail on the head when she talked about his mental state. He is the type of guy who, when he is down, for some reason he quits. And I hate to say that about anybody, especially a former champion. But I just go back to that Dos Anjos fight. The way Rafael Dos Anjos just beat the crap out of Anthony Pettis for 5 straight rounds. And right after the first, Pettis looked defeated. And it just stretched on like that. And it was a horrible beatdown. So I don't know if I'd go with him. I think I am picking Pettis to win the fight. But he had to have a good last 24 hours. I'm also looking forward to this the girl fight. Paige VanZant, Beck Rawlings. That should be a lot of fun. And then also the Jim Miller, Joe Lozon rematch. Everybody remembers when these two met. I think it was 146 or 142.
I thought it was 155.
155. I don't know. They met a couple of years ago, and it was one of the bloodiest fights in UFC history. It was a fight of the night, and it's probably going to be fight of the night tonight.
I can't disagree with that. I cannot at all. One thing, though, to mention about this card, that we did also have a fight fall off of it because of a USADA violation. Adam Hunter is not going to be able to fight. He was going to make his UFC debut against Ryan James, and he is out because failing a USADA drug test. Of course, they don't announce what they are until he goes through all the process and everything, but unfortunate for somebody who, I believe he was from Canada and was going to make his debut in his hometown and was on quite a streak, you know, so we've lost that fight, so now it's down to like 10 bouts left on the card, but yeah, definitely by far, I think I'm looking forward to most is Jim Miller and Joe Lozon.
Well, it just goes to show you that, you know, we've talked about it for years, got to clean up the sport, looks like they're doing it.
All right, we'll see what Mark Hunt has to say about that latest suspension as well. For Heidi Fang, for Phil Devine, I'm Ballpark Frank. Thanks once again to Big T Terrence for everything you do for us, and Armando, who he probably won't even be watching the fight card tonight. He's going to, what is it? Five minutes with Summer's Eve or something like
that?
I don't know what the hell he's talking about. Anyhow, well, he'll be jumping teams here soon anyhow. That's going to wrap it up for us. Have yourself a great weekend. We'll talk to you again next week. Weekend kickoff, ESPN Radio 1100, 100.9 FM. See you.